Welcome to the Parenting Revival Podcast, the go-to space for all things early parenting. I'm your host, Sharanya V, your partner in this wild ride called parenthood. As an early parenting coach with a background in family psychology, counseling, and pediatric sleep, my mission is simple: to help you shift from merely surviving to thriving. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey where early parenting becomes less of a struggle and more of a joyful adventure. All right, I have to get this message to you. Emotional regulation is something that you have to absolutely nail from the beginning of mamahood or papahood, okay? Parenthood is basically a journey that's going to play with your emotions, all right? I never thought that I would need this much emotional regulation. You've got your children screaming away, then there's you PMSing, and then your husband has had a horrible day at work and he comes back really mad, or, well, that's the worst case scenario, right? When all three of you, or all four of you, or all five of you are just out of it, right? The thing that is going to save you that day, the thing is that is going to keep you together as a family, is emotional regulation. Because that is the beginning of the stability of how everyone is feeling around the house, the vibes in the house change. So it's hugely important for you to be able to recognize, number one, your emotions, see what's happening to you and your body, and have a coping mechanism stuck somewhere in your house, right? So that you are going to be able to deal with your emotions at that point of time without you completely losing your crap. Okay? So this is the thing. When you feel the sensation that you're going to lose it, you know, what's happening in your body? Think about that. Are you starting to perspire? Are you starting to clench your fist? Are you starting to bite your teeth? What exactly is happening, right? And if you feel like those things are coming already, then you know you have to go stand in front of that chart that has got all the coping mechanisms that is going to teach you what to do. But okay, one big important point is don't over confuse yourself. Just have two things that you might want to choose from that you can do to calm yourself down, because you don't want to have a buffet of things that you might need to choose from. And that's just too much thinking power. Okay. So when you pick that and you emotionally regulate, right? Just say it's drinking water, or it's just talking to your spouse, or just pacing your house, walking around, whatever it is. Make sure your children and your spouse know what's happening. Because if you don't communicate it, your children and your spouse, they're not going to know. Okay? So tell them, I'm having big emotions. I'm feeling a lot of things right now. I need a break. I want to pause and introduce my 12-week signature Mom Revival program. In this journey, experience a unique fusion of pediatric sleep guidance, mental health support, couple wellness, and foundational parenting insights. It's your singular solution for establishing a resilient foundation as a young parent, crafting a legacy of happiness for decades. This program provides you 12 personalized coaching calls, each session tailored just for you. We will spend the first few weeks getting your child or children sleeping through the night, and then the focus will be shifted to you, your spouse, your parenting styles, and how to manage your household. Enjoy unlimited WhatsApp access and email support during the program, and you'll never feel alone. I will be with you every step of the way. You won't find this unique offering anywhere else, I promise you. Secure your spot for an experience that stands out from the rest. Embark on this transformational journey with my exclusive 12-week program priced at a refined $2,250. Visit sharanyav.com to secure your spot and check out my show notes for more info. Once you do that, your children and your spouse are going to be like, okay, we need to give this person, you know, some space. And they will. And while you do that, your children, trust me, are curious. And they're going to want to look at what you're doing. And they're going to want to assess and understand, like, what's going on? Why is she doing this, right? And then when you do that, guess what happens? Your children are going to start imitating you. When they start imitating you, it becomes their internal coping mechanism. And how beautiful is that? This is something I see with loads of my clients' kids and my kids as well. I've taught them how to emotionally regulate. And sometimes when they have big emotions, they don't want to come near you. They don't want to come near me either, right? So they know that they've got coping mechanisms that can help them. They go do their thing, come back, and then they say, oh, I'm much better now. It is really a tweak in the mindset. It is not really something that maybe gives you full-on control over how you're feeling, but just to know that you've got something in the back pocket for you to save yourself from that big volcano erupting. And this applies to your children as well. Try this out and see how you go. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Parenting Revival Podcast. If you found these insights helpful, or if you have burning questions itching for answers, don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, you're not alone in this parenting journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe, rate, leave a review, or simply screenshot this and share it on your socials. Your feedback means the world to me, and together, let's make tiny but mighty changes in your early parenting life. And for more resources and updates, follow me on Instagram at sharanyav.nestthrive. Until next time, this is Sharanya V signing off. Take care and keep thriving.